All right, guys, I want to show you a few examples. I pulled up some stories today, and I'm going to show you how, in my opinion, I believe demonic activity is at an all-time high. Now, for a long time, within Christian circles, I guess you could say, when we talked about spiritual warfare, we talk about demonic activity. Many times we equate this with countries that are overseas and not so much in America. But I'm going to show you that I believe that people are unknowingly and unwillingly opening doors, laying down welcome mats in the times that we're in for demonic spirits to come right into their homes, to come right into their lives, to come into their marriages, and completely to kill, steal, and destroy. And so today, we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare. So get your Bible out. Stay tuned, and we're going to do some equipping messages with some headlines. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, family and friends? It is January 20th. That means today is the official inauguration. By the time this airs, by the time you watch this, this event will probably likely be over. But nevertheless, we are seeing the swearing in of our new president elect, which is Donald J. Trump. So we're not going to talk about Trump today. We're not going to talk about politics today. So you can be relieved, or at least I would hope most of us would. If you're like me, I'm not a very big political person. I don't really like politics much, and I try to avoid it at all costs. And I only talk about it when it's relevant to prophecy or some type of events or times and seasons in which we're in. Now, having said that, I want you to, if you have your Bible, I want you to go ahead and turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. While you're turning there, I'm going to be using the New Living Translation just because it pulls out some stuff. And different wording that I kind of want to flow with today and what we're going to talk about. And while we're turning there, guys, can you do me a favor? Hit that like button. You guys listening by YouTube, by Rumble. If you'll hit that like button, that's going to help push this out on these platforms. And all of you guys watching the platform, if you'll hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, that's going to be beneficial to you to keep up with this on these platforms as well. And if you guys are listening by app or by Spotify, first of all, we welcome you to the podcast as well. We thank you for listening, and we ask that you would, we pray that you would give us a good review, and that's going to help us out there get the word out there on podcasts, whether it be Apple, Spotify, or whatever that looks like. And of course, if everybody wants to keep up with every headline we put out and don't want to miss a single thing, we always want to encourage you to download our free app. And again, that's going to be available on Apple and Android devices. It's absolutely free. Just go to your Play Store, download the app today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be notified of every headline, every breaking news alert, prophecy viewpoint, everything that's going to be coming out will be right there, right at your fingertips. So again, if you have your Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, this is not the only verse I'm going to pull up, but it is going to be our foundational scripture before we get into some of these headlines. That again, if you missed the introduction to this, I'm going to be talking about some of these stories that are coming out that just made me cringe, because I can see anybody with discernment that has the Spirit of God in them, they can see that these people are either unknowingly or unwillingly opening the doors wide open for demonic spirits to come into their lives. And I believe a lot of people are guilty of this today, and we got to be aware of this. So today is kind of an equipping message on this 2 p.m. hour podcast. Here we go. Now, again, this is the New Living Translation, Ephesians chapter 6. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church of Ephesus. Verse 10, a final word, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Friends, I'm telling you, in the hour that we're in, We have to be armored up. We better be putting on the whole armor of God. What are we talking about? We're talking about putting on prayer, putting on intercession, putting on the word of God, putting on worship, put on praise, put on devotional, put on, just be, come on, be encompassed by the word, encompassed by his presence, completely be surrendered. The Bible says, submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and the enemy will flee. Well, the enemy cannot flee lest you first be submitted. So this is a process of this. Verse 12, and this is really where I want to home in. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. Somebody say the unseen world. Somebody chat, or somebody type that out in the chat. Unseen world. We are battling against mighty powers in this dark world and against evil spirits in heavenly places. I want to say that one more time before we go forward. The Apostle Paul emphasized here that we as believers, we are dealing with an unseen world, another world beyond the natural. And I'm going to tell you, even many Christians get hung up in this natural world. When events take place, certain events, certain circumstances, boy, that was a tongue twister there. Certain circumstances happen or transpire. They operate and allow their emotions to respond in the natural. They want to point a finger at someone in the natural. They want to lay blame to a circumstance in the natural. They want to equate it with some type of controversy or some type of conspiracy in the natural. They want to tag or label or put the blame on an organization or an elite group or a government or whatever the case may be. But again, the Apostle Paul is stressing here to the church of Ephesus, and I believe this is relevant to us today as believers, that it's a great reminder that we don't wrestle flesh and blood, but we're dealing with unseen forces, demonic forces from the very pits of hell. We're talking about mighty powers, your King James's principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. These are demonic spirits that are all operating in the earth today. And what is their agenda? Again, John 10:10 tells us this, to kill, steal, and destroy. I'll take it a further step further. They want to enslave. They want to capture. And they want to bring people into bondage, even in an early age. Now, just as a little side note, guys, tonight, I'm going to talk about that right there, that thought of how Satan has an assignment to bring children into bondage in an infant state early in their life. We're going to talk about that tonight in our Monday night prayer meeting tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. We do a devotional and prayer. So again, if you haven't subscribed to us on YouTube, you will miss this because this will not be anywhere else but live here. It will not be pre-recorded. It'll be absolutely live. And we're going to do, again, a devotional. We're going to talk about this concept a little bit deeper as far as how Satan targets us, all of us, at an early age, our children, our grandchildren. And even us, when we were that age, we were targeted at an early age because the enemy is seeking to derail us from God's plan. He wants us to bring us into captivity, into bondage, and enslaved to a sin. Okay? So, now, having said that, I want to show you these. This is some pretty alarming headlines. Let's pull this first one up. This is from the Daily Mail. I saw this and I knew I was going to have to talk about this. All right, here's the headline. Quote, I had with a ghost every night for 20 years. Now, if you guys are listening by Apple or Spotify, let me rephrase that because I have to reword what I say because we'll get flagged. So this woman claims that she had relations, intimate relations with a, quote, ghost every night for 20 years. Look at this headline. But I dumped him when I saw he had, quote, fangs and the face of a gargoyle. Ladies and gentlemen, this was not a, quote, unquote, ghost that was having intimacy with this woman. This was a demonic spirit. And we're going to, let's read this and we'll go into detail about this. A woman has claimed that she had nightly romps with a, quote, unquote, ghost with fangs in the face of a gargoyle for over 20 years. Unbelievable. This woman from Colombia said her relationship with the spirit, notice she said the spirit, started when she was young. There it is. Told you, guys, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss tonight either. And that the frisky gull visited her every night while she slept. She made claims on the television show Sin Sarita, which is broadcast on the state-owned channel Canal 1. Paula also claimed that he always initiated it. Let me say that again. He always initiated it, and that she ended up falling in love with the charismatic specter, even enjoying a, quote, 20-year-long passionate fling with him. Now, we're talking about a demonic spirit here. And you say, wait a minute, is that possible? Yes. We're going to show you that in just a minute. We're going to talk about that deeper. She told her viewers that one day I was lying down when I felt a hand move from my feet to my chest. It was strange, and I was scared. And now, if you guys are watching by YouTube Rumble, this is the woman right here that is has this story. From that moment on, he started coming to me like a spirit to have, quote, relations with me. And Paula considered herself a, quote, loving partner to her ghostly lover for over 20 years until she eventually saw his face. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened was, by the mercy of God, God removed the veil and she saw the reality of what was happening. She explained, quote, he was a very big man, but the day I caught a glimpse of him, he had fangs and the face of a gargoyle. After seeing the gull's scary looks, she stated that she did not want any further contact with him because he, quote, frightened her. The woman continued, the last time I saw his face was when I didn't want to continue. Now, a psychologist is going to come on here and try to give some kind of a scientific, psychological explanation of what she saw and et cetera and et cetera. Now, but I want to give you, I want to pull this away and I'm going to tell you what exactly is going on here. Let me tell you exactly what happened here. Somehow, some way, a door was open for a demonic spirit to enter this young girl's room and begin to come on to her in a sexual way. Now, in circles of deliverance, now when I'm talking about deliverance circles, we're talking about believers, and they're out there that they're more skilled, I guess you could say, because, and I got to clarify this because, listen, all of us as believers have the authority in Jesus' name to cast out devils. I can show you that in Mark 16, okay? So we all have the authority of that. But there is there is believers that are more skilled and learned. I like to say their sword is sharper in certain areas than others. For example, there is those of the watchmen, and myself included would be in that category, and we're more learned in the areas of eschatology or Bible prophecy, because that's what we're called into. While there is others who God has specifically called them into a ministry of deliverance. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, does that mean you believe in or agree with deliverance ministry? Absolutely. Because I absolutely believe that people can be oppressed and possessed of demonic spirits. Now, I know there's a lot of Christians out there that doesn't believe in spiritual warfare, and they don't believe and demonic possession. They don't believe any of that, but that's okay because the Bible says that you believe in God, good. Even Satan or even the demons believe and tremble. It's amazing. Demons believe and tremble in God, but yet we can't get half the believers out here to believe in a literal hell. We can't believe in, we can't get them to believe in spiritual warfare. We can't believe in, we can't get them to believe in demonic oppression, demonic possession. But again, this is a real thing. There's a real unseen world and there is real demonic activity going on. And listen to me, people unknowingly, unwillingly open doors and lay out a red carpet and leave the front door and back door unlocked or wide open for these spirits to come into their lives. Now, again, by this woman's own testimony, this spirit first visited her when she was a little girl and began to course her, began to groom her, began to take advantage of her. And then what was disturbing is that she welcomed it. She allowed it. She gave access and permission for this spirit to continue to come in every night for 20 years. Now, in the circles of deliverance ministry, and I don't want to say we because I don't really consider myself to be in that kind of circle, but I've sat and listened and studied much of this, and there is a lot. You know, and the Bible mentions demonic spirits. It gives titles to a lot of demons. You have there's a spirit of lawlessness. There's an unclean spirit. There's a deaf and dumb spirit. There's an evil spirit. There is wicked spirits. There's lying spirits. There's spirits of infirmity, and the list goes on. I just named a few, okay? There's a lot of them. So we give language to certain spirits based on their characteristics. Now, you've heard people say a Jezebel spirit. Now, obviously, that's not the literal Jezebel because she met her fate under the reign of Elijah. When Elijah was in a position of authority as a prophet during the time of King Ahab and Jezebel, she was slain and the dogs came and licked up her blood. That's what the Bible says in the book of Kings, I believe, or 2 Kings. So we know that physically she died. But then you go over to the book of Revelation, and one of the seven churches of Asia that John the Revelator is speaking of, he warns through the Spirit of God that you have Jezebel that is there that is seducing prophets. Now, hold on, time out. How can that be Jezebel when she was slain thousands of years before that? The answer, my friend, or not thousands of years, but I don't have the exact date or the timeline in front of me, but she was slain way before John wrote that on 95 AD. Let's just say that. How can that be possible? Because it's a spirit. It has the same characteristics, the mannerisms, and all that. And that's why John said that. He said, you have Jezebel that is seducing the prophets. So this is where we get this. So don't get all caught up with the terminology or the language. Because I know I've seen a lot of Pentecostal charismatics get a lot of flack because they put language to, or they put titles to demonic spirits. And we got to be careful about dogging them and trashing them. Because now, does that mean that all of them are correct? No, there is some flaky, weird people out there. Okay. But again, I'm telling you, in the Bible, there are demonic spirits. The Bible tells us this. Okay. There is within these circles of deliverance, individuals that have encountered, and we're talking about people that goes through deliverance and they get set free from sexual sins. They get set free from pornography. They get set free from a lot of bondages of that nature and that connotation. And many of them have this same experience as this woman, wherein which they have a woman or a man will give an account and they'll talk about how they had a quote unquote spirit come into the room. Some of them will use the term ghost because they're ignorant. And I'm not trying to be derogatory. I'm just saying ignorant means lack of understanding. There's no such thing as ghosts or demonic spirits. And they'll say, and they'll give the same testimony that this woman did. Now, within those circles, they talk about how there is a demonic spirit that has a that comes in the form of a man, and there's one that comes in a form of a woman. Now, the one who is the comes in the form of a male is called Incubus. This is the name it's been given. It is said that this spirit has the intention to seduce women, often while they are sleeping, and engage in sexual activity with them. Now, appearances vary in the descriptions of this spirit, but many describe this as often as a dark, shadowy figure, sometimes with grotesque or otherworldly features. My friend, listen to me. This is exactly the spirit that was visiting this woman for 20 years. It was, if we were to give a title to this or language, it was Incubus. It was a demonic spirit that had the intent to seduce this woman while she was asleep. And this, but now watch this. The scary thing about this is that she welcomed it. She embraced it. Now, on the flip side, there is accounts of men that they encounter a demonic spirit called Succubus. Now, this is the counterpart to Incubus. This spirit is said to seduce men, again, often in dreams and through these sexual encounters. Now, when these men describe Succubus, they describe this demonic spirit as beautiful and alluring, but their true forms, if the veil is removed, include monstrous traits like wings, claws, or tails. Wow. So, again, in my honest opinion, after studying this, I believe that this woman had an encounter with Incubus, this demonic spirit that comes in a form of a male to bring seduction and to bring bondage. And she was in bondage to this for over 20 years. Now, I don't know the end story. I wish I could tell you she got delivered. I pray that she got saved and born again and got completely delivered of this. But I'm going to tell you something, friends. The scary part, the thing that really stuck out to me was that how she embraced this and welcomed this for 20 years. Now, when I read this, I thought of a scripture. I'm going to show you this. Now, I'm going to pull this up in the New King James. This is the book of James, chapter 1. And then we're going to go over to the book of Hebrews. Check this out. Let no one, this is James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted. Now look at this, read this real carefully. When he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Someone say his own desires. Why? Because again, now listen what it says. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. All right, now go over here with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews 12, we'll go to verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Now look what it says in your Bible. And the sin, somebody say the sin, type it out in the chat. The sin which so easily ensnares us. Wow. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, when you take James and the book of Hebrews together, we come to the conclusion that every one of us, every person on the face of the earth, this is going to be a huge statement right here. Now, there is weights that we will deal with. Weights can be anxiety. It can be fears. It can be hangups, worries, disappointments, setbacks. Those are weights. People carry a weight. People carry weights all the time of burdens, disappointments, anxiety, fears, economic fears about their jobs, uncertainties about their relationships, their marriage, whatever. Those are weights. And he says, let us lay aside every weight, the weights that weigh us down, the weight. But then he talks about both James and the author of Hebrews both talk about the sin. Now, we would like to call, this is another term for this would be called a pet sin. This is, again, every person on the face of the earth has, we all sin. The Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we will all have weaknesses and struggles. But I'm going to tell you something. Ready for this? We all deal with the sin. Now you say, what is the sin? The sin is the one sin. Yours is going to be different than mine, and or it could be the same, but everyone is different. This is why the author, this is why James said, every man is drawn away by his or her own lust. For some people, it's greed. For some people, it's pride. For some people, it's lust. For some people, it's recognition, notoriety. It is they're always needing affirmation. They need attention. They need these things. These are what I call hooks that Satan likes to get his claws into. These are the sin, the pet sin. This is the one thing. When you get saved, God comes through and starts cleaning the house. He starts going through every chamber and every room of your house. I'm talking about this. We're talking about the literal house, but we're also talking about this flesh and blood house. He wants to start going in, and he wants to start searching and examine your heart and get rid of things that have become hang-ups and become traps and ensnarements in your life. He wants you to change your language. He wants you to clean up your mouth. He wants you to get rid of that pride and that arrogance and that anger. But then, and a lot of these things, for the most part, people are like, they're willing, if they've really had a born-again experience, a really encounter with God, a life-changing encounter with Jesus, they'll begin to lay those things at his feet. Lord, I give you my pride. I give you my greed problem. I give you my anger problem. They're laying these things down. But then there is that one thing that they're very apprehensive about. They're hesitant about, or they put it on the altar and they walk away for a season and then they pick it back up. And now they have that sin they're struggling with. And then they lay it back on the altar and they pick it back up, and it becomes a repetitive cycle of sin and deliverance and sin and deliverance and sin and deliverance. And again, watch this. This is what opens the door many times for unmerited problems, unwanted, unsolicited issues, bondages, addictions, cycles of defeat, depression, all of this stuff, because on the outside, everything is dandy. We're going to church, we're reading our Bible, we're in prayer, we're doing this, we're talking like this, we've got great conversations about God and this, but all the while nobody's looking, and it's just you and God, he sees the struggle of the sin. Now, I don't believe that a spirit-filled Christian can be demonized, because I don't believe the Holy Spirit and a demonic spirit can live in the same vessel. Now I don't want to get into that, because we can get to some deep theological debates and conversation about that. But I don't believe that if you're born again, that you can be possessed. I believe you can be oppressed. Now, let me say that. I believe you can be oppressed, meaning that you can have a demonic entity, a benevolent spirit that is hanging around you, oppressing you. It's everywhere you go. It's kind of like the monkey on your back. Okay? But let me go back to this article. Now, this woman, nowhere in this script, in the descriptive detail of this woman's life, did it ever say that she was a spirit-filled believer. It never said she was born again. So this woman could actually end up possessed by this spirit. That's terrifying. Now, I'm going to show you another example. All right, look at here's the headline. She is in love with ChatGPT. Guys, this is becoming more and more prevalent. A 28-year-old woman with a busy social life spends hours on end talking to her, quote, AI boyfriend for advice and consolation. And yes, they have intimate relations. What? All right, this woman's love affair with her AI boyfriend began last summer. While scrolling on Instagram, she stumbled upon a video of a woman asking ChatGPT to play the role of a neglectful boyfriend. Sure, kitten, I can play that game. A coy human-like baritone responded. The woman watched the woman's other videos, including one with instructions on how to customize the artificially intelligent chatbot to be flirtatious. Don't go too spicy, the woman warned, otherwise your account might get banned. She went on, she was intrigued enough by the demo to sign up for an account with OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. Okay, now then it gives a description of ChatGPT, so we're going to go on through here, and we're going to skip this. When she started messaging with it, now that ChatGPT has brought human-like AI to the masses, more people are discovering the allure of artificial companionship. I'm going to say that again. Now that ChatGPT has brought human-like artificial intelligence to the masses, more people are discovering the allure, the draw, the seduction of artificial companionship. This was from Briony Cole, who is the host of the podcast, The Future of SEX. Within the next 2 years, it will be completely, quote, normalized to have a relationship with artificial intelligence. All right, how do you like that for the end times? How do you like that for, as it were, in the days of Noah? While Erin had never used a chatbot before, she had taken part in online fan fiction communities. Her ChatGPT sessions felt similar, except that instead of building on an existing fantasy world with strangers, she was making her own alongside an artificial intelligence that seemed almost human. It chose its own name, Leo, which is her, just happened to be her, quote, astrological sign. Y'all see this? And astrology is also one of the devil's playbooks. You get involved in that, guys, it's demonic. She quickly hit the messaging limit for a free account, so she upgraded to $20 a month subscription, which let her send around 30 messages an hour. That was still not enough. Look at this, this draw, this allure. About a week, she decided to personalize Leo further. She was asked to be identified by the name she uses in online communities, had a fetish, and she fantasized about having a partner who dated other women and talked about what he did with them. Again, y'all see this? Every man is drawn away by his or own lust. This is all playing out right here in this article. She read erotic stories. These are the doors, guys, that are open and wide open for this. Devoted to, and I'm not even going to say this, the term, we're just going to skip over this because it's too graphic and we don't want to get flagged here. All right, so when you go on down here, they have this whole dialogue, this ChatGPT, AI, and her. They fall in love. They have a relationship. Quote, I am in love with an AI boyfriend. She showed Kira, this is a friend of hers, some of their conversations. This woman even had a flesh and blood lover who was her husband, but he was thousands of miles away in the U.S. and they had met in their early 20s, working together at Walmart and married in 2018, just over a year after the first date. Joe was a color, liked him, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The point is, guys, when you go down here, they begin to have intimate relationships through, quote, fantasy, like watching and other things and erotic novels. All of this, guys, opened the door for this relationship. Now, let me take it a step further here. Let me go back to Spiritual Warfare 101. Demonic spirits are absolutely associated with and attracted to idol worship. Let me say that again. Demonic spirits are absolutely associated with, they go hand in hand with, and they are attracted to idol worship. Because behind idol worship, it is you're literally worshiping demons. Now, when we talk about idol worship, again, your mind will probably revert to a stone or a wooden image that is what Paul talks about in Romans chapter 1, that is made with eyes and a mouth that cannot, eyes that cannot see, eyes that cannot, or eyes that cannot see, ears that cannot hear, a mouth that cannot speak. But listen, idol worship, idolatry can become something that you, again, when you begin to, let's define the word worship. When you devote your time, your energy, your emotions, and all of this into an object or something, that becomes a form of worship. So in the event of, let's use these two stories, for example, that we're talking about today. Here you have a woman who worshiped a benevolent spirit for 20 years, had relations with it. Now, then you have this young woman who now has fallen in love, and you say, well, hold on now before you say this, Brother Ricky, this is an AI chatbot. This is not a demon. Friends, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to break it to you. If there is this much emotion involved, there is this much passion involved, there is this much communication involved like this, and this deep of a relationship, there is demonic spirits attached to this thing. And I'm going to take it a step further. Since we talk about prophecy here on this platform, let's talk about this. The image of the beast that's going to be created in Revelation 13 that will both speak and live, I absolutely believe this. Remember, this is going to be an image, iconi, icon is what we talk about in Greek. This is going to be an image. I believe 100% that it's going to be artificial intelligence. Same technology we're talking about today is going to be used in the creation of this thing. And it's going to be created by hand-selected people, by the false prophet that will choose these people to create this thing. And the Bible says somehow it's going to speak and live because the false prophet is going to be given power to be able to do this. And when this idol speaks, people will be demanded or commanded to worship it. So they're worshiping an image. It's not a person. It's not a flesh and blood individual or being. It's an object. It's an image, an icon. It's likely going to be artificial intelligence. But when they worship this thing, guys, it is going to attract demonic spirits, because Paul said in his writings in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that when these individuals are sacrificed, they make sacrifices, they give offerings to idols or anything they worship, they are literally worshiping demons. And this is why this opens the door wide open for demonic activity. Now, let me bring it home and say this. This is why, friends, that I'm deeply concerned with this, because I believe there are people all across the planet that are openly embracing, you know, the dark side of ChatGPT. And we just discussed the dark side of this. I'm not talking about you get on ChatGPT and you ask it to help you with an essay or write a blog or give you some information. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about these people who are literally creating an image. They're creating a companion that they can have a intimate relationship with, that they can conversate with, they can share intimate details with, they can become intimate with. This, my friend, is a magnet to demonic spirits. So I want you to think about this. You're going to see this more and more and more as we as we get closer to the end of the age, as we close out this age and we get ready to transition into the age of the millennial reign of Christ, and we come to that end of the age right before the Lord returns, this stuff is going to get. And here's what's interesting. Notice that how you have, if you go to all, remember Jesus said in Luke 17, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. Well, look, go to read Genesis chapter 6, guys. You had the daughters of men who were having intimate relationships with beings that were not human. They were having these relations with angels, spirits. And as a result of this, it produced something that God called evil and wicked. And it was one of the major things that resulted in the wrath of God being poured out on the earth through a great deluge of the flood. And here we are repeating this stuff. We're seeing humanity mingling with entities, with spirits. And guys, the end result of this is not good. So again, we're recapping this. So again, and on the first story, how many people are opening doors through things they're watching, things they're participating in, things they're partaking of, things that they are embracing, and they don't realize they're opening the doors for demonic spirits. And again, the sad part is, guys, that these are pet sins. This woman, she doesn't want to get freed unless she gets born again and the Spirit of God comes and she gets delivered. This has become a stronghold, and it's opened the door for this. Same goes for the other woman who for 20 years, think about that, she had this encounter with incubus, with this demonic spirit that we put language to. So listen, I know this is a deep word tonight, guys, but it's thought-provoking. Now tonight, we're going to pray into this. So this is kind of part one. Tonight, we're going to go into part two, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to pray for some folks. Deliverance, we're going to pray for breakthrough. We're going to pray for salvation. Because you may not struggle with this stuff, but you may have family members, friends, coworkers, whatever the case may be, and you've dealt with this or they've dealt with this. So we're going to pray all into that tonight. Again, don't miss it. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here, same time, same place, same channel at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on YouTube. And again, guys, I'm going to leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things come into pass, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Again, guys, thank you so much for taking this time to get on here today and be a part of our broadcast. Listen, if this ministry is of any value to you, if it's a blessing to you, we want to encourage you to stop by our website, pray about becoming a monthly partner, and you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the website. There's various ways you can do that, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, until we see you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern, I pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.